95.3 Gorilla.
Okay, don't freak out.
Don't freak out.
Don't freak out.
Why would I freak out?
Is it bad?
It's bad. It's really, really bad.
I'm freaking out!
What is it? What is it?
It is
Monday.
Monday.
No!
I have to go back to work.
Okay.
Well, that's not too bad.
Chin up. It's your time to shine.
Let's do this.
Ready? Here we go. Welcome on into Monday. Here's a news story that I thought was kind of wild that we should probably talk about today. The robots are coming for us all, okay? Listen to this.
Now to a world first. Humanoid robots stepping up to the operating table. They are guided by surgeons right now through real operations at UC San Diego. And researchers say this may be just the beginning. It has a nickname. It's called Surgi. And it's not like the robotic systems that are already in operating rooms if you've been in lately. Those are machines that require a lot of space. Surgi is smaller, like human size, and fits almost anywhere a person can. And that's the point. Researchers say robots like Surgi could one day be more common in hospitals. Hmm. Now, right now, they're starting as assistants and they're handing tools and cleaning up. But who knows the future? The team is now exploring more possibilities, hoping to one day reach patients, for example, as one of the uses in remote communities that don't have access to surgeons or in difficult environments, like search and rescue scenarios.
Wow, interesting.
I want to be careful with it, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, one day closer to everybody living on the Wally ship. You know what I mean? Have you seen Wally? Where it's like 72 and sunny every day? You know what I mean, right? We're all living on the Wally ship, all floating around those little hover chairs. That's the future that I want.
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Okay, so today this is a really good one. I feel like we're going to have some really funny answers to this question. Let's think about dating apps today, okay? Let's think about things like Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Grindr, whatever, okay? Dating apps. And I want to know, other than the typical stuff like name, age, location, photo, that's the typical stuff that you see on a dating app, right? Like, think about when you're on Tinder. Now, I should say, by the way, for clarification, I have never once been on Tinder. My one and only relationship in this world is older than dating apps, as a matter of fact. So I just want to be really clear about this for anybody who might be listening. But anyway, think about the stuff that you typically see on, like, Tinder, okay? The name of the person, you see how old they are, I think, right? Their age, their location, a picture, and then, like, a little short bio of things that they may want to say about themselves. But here's my question for you today. What else do you want to see? What else do you want to know on somebody's dating profile? Okay, that's our question. What else do you want to see when you look at somebody's dating profile? Okay, here we go. Phone lines are blowing up. First up today is Tim. Tim, what you got? What else do you want
to
see?
I mean, I'd probably like to know their height. Not to sound shallow, but I'm not the tallest guy and wouldn't want to waste my time meeting a girl who's taller than me.
Okay.
So I prefer shorter.
That's really interesting. You know, usually you hear this from women, right? Like, usually you hear women say, I want a taller guy, but I can understand that from the other perspective too. That's not a bad one. All right, who's next? What else do you want to see on a dating profile? This is Jesse. Jesse's next. What you got?
So I honestly would like to know the person's net worth. I know that sounds kind of gold diggerish, but to be honest, it's really important to know, especially at my age, which is 35.
Dude. Okay. First of all, that's hilarious. Second of all, I do kind of understand that, right? Like, if somebody has, like, you know, 400 grand in debt, you know, if the relationship goes anywhere, if you get married, that becomes your debt too. That's how debt works, you know? Like, whoo, that's actually a pretty good one. I like that one, Jesse. That's awesome. All right, time for one more. Who's next? Who's next? What's something that you want to see on a dating profile that you kind of can't see currently?
I'm calling from Sandy Hook, Mississippi.
Hey, good morning. All right, Sandy Hook, what do you want to know before you swipe on somebody on Tinder?
Their dental records.
Their dental records?
Yes.
You're kidding.
I am a big teeth person, and I found a guy online one time, and he had rotten teeth, and I was like, no, sir.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. See, I didn't even think about that.
That's great.
So I got to ask, though, like, what are you looking for specifically? Do you want to do, like, their full x-rays? Do you want the last checkup? Like, what would be good?
At least checkups. I mean, x-rays would be nice, too.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Taylor pays her bills. Look at this, a celebrity who pays what she owes. Here's Zoran Mamdani talking about the one and only
Taylor Swift will be paying, has paid already, the cost
of the permit that was lodged, which was over $160,000 for that event and for the response to that event. And that was a permit that was finalized, I think, in just the days before the event itself.
Taylor pays her bills. I love it. Pitbull fans have broken a Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people in the world wearing bald caps. Man, they'll just make anything a world record, huh?
22,141.
Wow!
Congratulations! Yeah! You are officially amazing!
Baldies, we did it, Baldies! We did it, Baldies! Baldies! Baldies!
Apparently, they call themselves Baldies. Okay. I think that's called follicular insecurity. Oh, Pitbull, we love you. Now, after a ton of hype, Saturday night, Conor McGregor's UFC comeback fight ended in seconds. Did you hear about this?
It's so weird that it just keeps falling every time like that.
Yeah, not good.
Every time he throws.
Like there's something wrong with his leg. And that's that leg. It's the leg that he broke.
Oh, and now that's going to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
What is going on?
About as anticlimactic an end as there could be. McGregor's injured. There's some injury he's dealing with.
But why did they? It looks like his right leg.
Okay, so I got a question about this. Do people get their money back? You know, like somebody got paid. The promoters, the fighters, people got paid. Everybody else just kind of left without anything, right? Oh, man, that's rough. And here's comedian Lee Harden talking about online dating. We've all tried to avoid it. Here's Lee.
You will do the online dating. We've all done it. I've gone through all of them. I've done Tinder. I've done Bumble and Ancestry.com. And... yeah, the last one was not a dating site. I found that out after I paid. That wasn't cool.
Yikes. Yeah, happy Monday. There's your showbiz buzz today.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
The one and only Captain Picard, Patrick Stewart himself, is turning 86 years old today. Hey, Patrick, let's make sure we get you to 87.
Make it so.
Make it so, number one. Happy birthday to Sir Patrick Stewart. Harrison Ford has a big birthday today as well. He's a couple years younger. Harrison is turning 84 today.
Hello, Marion.
Indiana Jones. Always knew someday you'd come walking back through my door.
I never meant to hurt you.
I was a child. I was in love. He was wrong and you knew it.
You knew what you were doing.
You know, I think it's actually illegal to be that cool nowadays. I think it's against the law. On this date back in 1985, Live Aid concerts at both Wembley Stadium in London and JFK Stadium in Philly at the same time raised over $70 million for African famine relief. $70 million. Now, this is a clip from Queen's set that day, said to be one of the greatest performances in rock and roll history. Yeah, that one's definitely right up there with the list of the greatest performances of all time. And on this day, July 13th, 1923, the Hollywood sign was officially dedicated in the hills above Hollywood. It used to say Hollywood Land originally for the property development. Now it just says Hollywood. Yeah, the Hollywood sign is 103 years old today. There's your flashback freakout. Have a wonderful Monday.